This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Philadelphia Eagles, 9-7, second in the NFC East. The Super Bowl 52 champs took a step back last year after franchise QB Carson Wentz went down once again with an injury. This year, Wentz will not have a security blanket in Nick Foles.
It's all behind me. I don't play the what-if game too much. And really don't worry about what other people think, might say, all of that stuff. So, like I said, that's what you sign up for when you play this game, the scrutiny, the pressure, all those different things, and I'll never get caught up in that.
DeSean Jackson is back, and Jordan Howard will tote the rock, while all-pro defensive tackle Fletcher Cox anchors a loaded defense. Can Wentz stay healthy all year long to justify his new big contract?
We're joined now on the phone by Howard Eskin, longtime Eagles analyst, host at 94 WIP. Howard, welcome to Tiki and Tierney. It's me and Aaron Murray. How you doing?
Yeah, I've never had a bad day in my life.
I love that.
Great day. I got to a hot Jacksonville. We just got in, getting ready for this big preseason.
you can't even say it without laughing, Howard.
I know. You know, Tiki, preseason, you actually had to work and play, well, you worked during camp, but actually play the games during preseason. Nobody even plays anymore.
No, you're right. Two-a-days, I mean, I kind of relished it as I got a little bit older, like the grind of the two-a-day, because I knew it was hardening me up for the length of the season. Now these guys run around in underwear half the time. Howard, let me ask you about Carson Wentz. I know you heard it in the preview. We know how good he can be, but there's this like legacy that he's trying to fight of Nick Foles, simply because Nick Foles delivered the championship that was so wanted in that city. Has that been a talking point at all around the Eagles this offseason?
In the offseason, but not now, not once they got to camp. Hey, when you look back at that season, that Nick Foles, and without Nick Foles, the Eagles don't win that Super Bowl. They don't win Super Bowl 52. And no question, he outplayed Tom Brady. It was an amazing, amazing game. I'm on the sidelines as a sideline reporter for our broadcast and watching how relaxed he is. And Carson talked about that when he spoke yesterday as well. But here's what happened. When they had to let Nick Foles go. You can't pay a backup quarterback $25
million. No.
And Carson Wentz is your franchise quarterback. When you go back to that season, Carson Wentz was there for almost 13 games. He was, I think, the MVP of the league that year because his numbers were as good as any quarterback in the league, even though he played three less games. And he was a big part of the reason that they got home field. And then Nick Foles took over from there, and he actually helped win that game in Los Angeles, which clinched the division. I get all that. So the people were going nuts. How could they let – you know, he's a Super Bowl MVP. You know, when you look at a football player, and you do, you guys do,
yep.
And Carson Wentz is a better quarterback. I love Nick Foles. Love the guy. But Carson Wentz is a better quarterback. But there's not much of that whining and groveling now. Although you know what it's like, and playing in New York, you know what it's like.
Yep.
One bad game, and they'll start whining and crying again.
That's Philly. That's why you love and hate Philly.
That is Philly.
It's the best. It's just, hey, I know your teammate Charles Way, who we both, by the way, went to the same high school. He grew up. He grew up listening to all this, and it was a joke, but it's not even close to as bad as it is now with the whining and crying.
That's awesome.
But what the people worry about with Carson Wentz is not so much now Nick Foles not being here as the backup. What they worry about, oh, is he going to get hurt? Is he going to last 16 games? It's a tough position that welcomes injuries with the way, and you're not allowed to touch quarterbacks anymore,
That's
but
right.
You still get hit and you still can get hurt. But he's healthy. He looks good. He looks good in camp. Because, and this is another thing, this is beautiful in Philadelphia. There's never anything good. There's always, you get some guy that charts all his passes in seven-on-sevens and the workouts. He's charting his completions and his interceptions. And he's, oh, he hasn't had a good camp. So, of course, I have to talk to a couple of the coaches, and they're honest with me. I said, how do you think he's played? He says, he's played great. You have players out there because Dallas Goedert, after the last game, he got a little dinged up, so he's not playing. Now the players don't run quite the same route. The tight end doesn't run quite the same route. And you have other players who cut off a route and don't run the route that Carson is normally seeing from his other wide receivers. Now, he and DeSean Jackson have really connected well. But DeSean is a really good wide receiver. So now you can't look at that, and the coach has told me he's really playing well, and you got to understand what's happening here when there's an incompletion or an interception.
Yeah, those stats. Howard.
He's a really good quarterback.
Yeah, we know. Those stats will lie to you. They don't actually tell the true story. Howard Eskin, Eagles analyst and host on 94 WIP, is joining us here for Tiki and Tierney's training camp two-a-days with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Howard, I want to jump back into Carson Wentz and his health and ability to make it through. See, I mean, we saw it high school. We saw it in college. We saw it through his first couple of years. There's always something that's lingering or something that's happened that's prohibiting him from playing an entire season. And all of a sudden you see Nate go down the other day, Nate Sudfeld, the backup quarterback. What are the thoughts? What's Doug Peterson thinking right now? Is he comfortable enough with Cody Kessler as the backup, or are there going to be talks about bringing in another veteran here in the next couple of weeks for preseason?
Okay, here's what I think will or will not happen. Is Cody Kessler good enough? Not from what I've seen. How many U.S. quarterbacks actually make it in the NFL? You know, it's a shame. I had one of my kids went there, but it's a shame. And I know Mark Sanchez is a great guy, but he was never really a star.
Right.
And you look right down the list, but he's not good enough. But here's what people in Philadelphia have to understand. Nate Sudfeld may miss four games. May. He may be back after the third game. It was a 6 to 8 week injury, and 4 weeks are in camp. So you can't. You're not going to get anybody any good for 4 weeks because you're going to have to cut them anyway. Who's going to come in? The other thing that I think could happen is at the end of camp, and now the cuts aren't till after the fourth game, and because now they hold everybody, I don't know that they would make a trade for future considerations because there's probably a quarterback on another team that's going to be cut, but they're not going to just cut him now because they don't have to, and try to work out some kind of deal. So if it's really that bad and the player and the quarterback gets cut, they may go out and sign another player, and he's just going to have to learn the offense. But he's going to have to come from a team whose offense is similar to the Eagles if he's going to pick it up. But I don't think, you know, you worry. 4 games, is Carson Wentz going to get hurt in the first three or four games? I don't think so.
Yeah, probably.
And
not.
I know his history. But in talking to the doctors, they are, trust me, when Howie Roseman signed him to that contract, he must have talked to the doctors 1,000, Howie Roseman, the general manager, must have talked to the doctors 1,000 times and said, what do you, and they all told him, he's fine, he's healthy, you know, something freak happens, you can't look at it that way, and I think they're comfortable that he's going to be healthy. And I don't know that they're really going to go out and get a quarterback till after camp's done. If somebody drops from another team, they may think about that, but they're not going to get anybody right now.
Howard, we have about 2 minutes here. We're up against a hard break. But I want to ask you about the defensive side of the ball here, because the Eagles have done it in an old-school kind of way, in a sense. They run the ball, and they think they shore that up with drafting Miles Sanders. They bring in Jordan Howard, so it's not going to be fully incumbent upon the quarterback. But the defensive side of this team has been stout for the last couple of years. Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett, they're one of the best duos. Defensively, I know they've gotten a little bit older, especially in the secondary. Are they still at the same level that they were when they won the Super Bowl?
Well, if you look at the Super Bowl, they played terrible. They gave up. I mean, Brady had over 500 yards.
Second half,
they
yes.
Played terrible. So here's what they look at. It's a defensive line. You got to get a pass rush. When the Giants won the Super Bowl and beat the Patriots, who were undefeated, it was a defensive line that saved that second. The secondary was kind of average from what I remember.
Yeah.
But that's. I'm a little concerned about the safeties, Jenkins and McLeod. Malcolm plays every play, but he's not as fast as he used to be. McLeod's coming off an injury. But the way Jim Schwartz plays with this defense, he really uses so many D-backs and two linebackers in a lot of cases to try to play whatever he does. He doesn't do it in a customary way, and you've got to get a pass rush. And the other thing the Eagles have to do, if the offense plays better than last year, and they will because Carson will be back.
And healthy. And
their offense is going to be, where do you see the plays that they're going to run? It's going to be crazy. But you get a lead on a team, now the other team plays differently. Now it makes it a little bit easier for the defense. I think the defense, if you just have to say it's 0-0 after one quarter and they have to grind it out, I'd be a little concerned. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think the Eagles are going to score points, and that's going to help the defense. And they've got to get a pass rush. And besides Fletcher Cox, Malik Jackson at the other tackle spot, they're going to rotate the DNs, and Brandon Graham, I think, is going to have a really good year because he's got something to prove. He wasn't quite as good last year. Derek Barnett's coming back from an injury. I think the defensive line is going to be good, and it's going to help the back end of that defense. And scoring points will help the defense as well. This team, you know, Philadelphia, everybody is, oh, it's gloom and doom. I'll give you one key point, and you should know this from traveling. The Eagles make one plane trip the entire second half of the
season. Yeah, that makes a huge schedule. Schedule makes a humongous.
That's going to help them
back
in.
Great stuff. Yeah. Great stuff, Howard. Appreciate you. Always, always so thorough. Eagles analyst Howard Eskin. Appreciate you.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.